Life in the Fast Lane is produced by Kelly O'Brien and Central Coast Public Radio, KUSP, Santa Cruz.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from T. Rowe Price, managing investments for the long term with a consistent, disciplined approach. T. Rowe Price. Invest with confidence at TRoePrice.com.
Isn't it great to be able to plop down on the couch, grab the remote control? Dang, which one of these 7 remotes do I want? That dog's going to drive me nuts. Give me back that remote. Anyway, isn't it great to be able to click the remote and have the TV just light up? Well, this little trick could cost you up to 15% of your electric bill each month. Taming Your Entertainment Center, today on Life in the Fast Lane. The reason why so many electronics devices, such as stereos, TVs, and the like, fire up on demand these days is simple. There are circuits inside them that never turn off and keep the device warm so that you can have instant gratification. But it wasn't always this way. It used to be that when you turned on an electronic device, you'd have to wait for it to warm up, sometimes as much as 30 seconds. These days, most electronics devices are kept in what computer users call sleep mode, awaiting the call of the remote control. This convenience comes with a price, however. TVs and VCRs in the United States waste $1 billion in electricity losses called phantom or vampire losses, since they suck you dry when you're asleep. But here's a fun idea to tip the balance in your favor. Use a power strip at your entertainment center to turn everything off at once when you've had your fill for the evening. Then you'll have driven a stake through the heart of one of your biggest electronic vampires. If you have a TiVo or a replay device, you must keep it running full time, so you'll have to leave it plugged in to a continuously available power source. Also, the blinking clock on your DVD player will flash when you turn the strip back on, but that's been doing the same thing for as long as you can remember, so who cares, right? For KUSP,
I'm a vampire slayer.
I'm Kelly O'Brien.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Dogpile.com. All of these search engines piled into one: Google, Yahoo, LiveSearch, and Ask.